Dream a little dream of me. Rainbow Dash let out a huff as she rolled over onto her back on her puffy bed. She frowned up at the ceiling. Days off were supposed to be fun. Sit around, nap, do whatever you want, all the time in the world. Of the day off, anyway. Now, even napping didn't sound that interesting. She didn't feel tired. She could do laps around her Cloud Aluminium, but that was hardly different from her Wonderbolt workout routine.
Gah!
Rainbow groaned, rubbing her eyes.
I've gotta get out of this house. There's gotta be something to do around here.
In the blink of an eye, she was off of her bed and out the window, her prismatic streak angled towards Ponyville, darting among the pale blue clouds. While airborne, Rainbow weighed her choices for activities. There was Pinkie Pie at Sugar Cube Corner, they could bake something or maybe pull a practical joke on some pony. Whenever there was fun that needed to happen, Pinkie rarely let her down.
No, wait,
Rainbow said to herself.
I think Pinkie said it was some pony's birthday today. She's probably gonna be busy most of the day.
With a sigh, she returned to her choices. The next promising option was Twilight. As a fellow reader of the most awesomest book series ever, surely Twilight would be down to hang out. Maybe Spike could even make some cocoa with Dragonfire toasted marshmallows. It was just that something extra that made it better.
Or I could get caught up in whatever organizing Twilight's doing, or princess duties, or she could even be off in Candlelight for all I know. Pass.
Fluttershy as a friend was the next choice, but the prospects of fun with a pony who was scared of her own shadow seemed minimal. Rarity was worse. The last thing Rainbow wanted to be was a living ponykin, or model, for her dresses. The last pony on the list was Applejack. It made Rainbow take a pause for a moment. Not that there was anything wrong with Applejack, mind you. Sweet Apple Acres stretched below her for miles. Plenty of cozy apple trees to take a nap in. And sure, she'd been rather awake in her house, but the true napper knew a change of location might be more comfortable. And there was all the tasty apple goodies that could be baking in Applejack's kitchen, or better yet, cooling on a windowsill. Fritters, pies, tarts, turnovers, and the pastries were just the beginning. She hadn't even started on the cider. As she slowed the beating of her wings, Rainbow glided down into the canopy of one of the apple trees, laden with red delicious. Sure enough, as soon as her hooves touched the branch, a warm coziness seeped into her. Rainbow could never place it. It could be the roughest of branches, and she'd feel as warm and relaxed as if she were under a dozen comforters. The puffiest cumulus cloud held no feather to a Sweet Apple Acre tree branch.
If only I could figure out why I feel so homey here,
she groggily thought, already in stage 2 position of curling up for a nap.
Rainbow Dash, don't think I don't see you up there!
Rainbow's head shot up, bonking on the branch above her. As she rubbed her bruised scalp, she looked down at the flustered orange pony beneath her. She'd never admit it out loud, but Applejack looked adorable with that face, all flushed and meant to intimidate, but seemingly failing.
Hey, Applejack!
Rainbow called back.
Will you stop napping in my apple trees? It's apple bucking time!
Applejack called. With a sigh, Rainbow fluttered to the ground.
Isn't it apple bucking time every other day around here?
She asked.
We gotta keep on schedule, Dash.
Applejack said, nudging a large bin over to the base of the tree. Rainbow Dash stood off to the side as Applejack backed up to the tree, lifting one back leg and delivered it swiftly to the bark. Rainbow admired the view while Applejack was distracted with her work. She imagined it must be like watching her as a Wonderbolt. Powerful, precise, and practiced. When she realized that she was staring, she quickly blushed and averted her gaze to the tree across from the one Applejack was working on.
Well,
Rainbow said, clearing her throat to regain her composure. She backed towards the opposite apple tree.
As long as I'm here, I may as well give you a Wonderbolt helping hoof.
Applejack wiped her brow and raised a skeptical eyebrow at Rainbow.
Oh, really now?
She remarked.
Since when do Wonderbolts buck apple trees?
Rainbow backed fully into the tree, causing Applejack to giggle. The Pegasus flushed softly, but regained her cocky air and stood tall.
It's good for stretching,
she said. She shot out one leg with a swift kick and quickly received a smack on the top of her head. However, as she rubbed her head yet again, the object rolled around in front of her. Rainbow's eyes shot up. Instead of a red delicious, it was a hairy brown coconut. Instead of rich, earthy soil, it was partially sunk into loose, pale sand. As Rainbow looked up, she found herself on a beach, sparsely populated with coconut trees and vacationing ponies. The air tasted of salt, and the air was full of gull calls and the crashing surf. Large puffy clouds, almost pale blue as the sky, drifted lazily over, casting their sparse shadows on the seaside.
"Y'all right there, Rainbow?"
Applejack called, running up the beach to her. Her usual Stetson hat had been replaced with a wide-brimmed straw hat.
Yeah,
Rainbow said.
"It's just a coconut. I'm surprised it didn't crack open on that thick head of yours."
Applejack teased with a giggle. It was warm enough to make Rainbow's heart do a backflip.
"Sorry. It was real nice of you to take me to the beach on vacation. Well, I had to make use of those vacation days."
Rainbow smirked and shrugged.
"I thought it'd be boring by myself, and besides, you do more work than I do. I know you need a vacation." "Yeah."
Applejack sat back on her haunches and picked up the coconut, looking it over and thought.
"You're still worried about the farm."
Rainbow sighed.
"A little. Friendship business aside, I don't think I've been away this long before."
Applejack admitted.
"Relax. Big Mac and Granny Smith can handle it, and our friends said that they'd pitch in too. There's nothing to worry about."
Rainbow said, setting a hoof on her shoulder. Applejack sighed and smiled softly up at her.
"There's always something to worry about in the apple business, Dash. Not in vacation, there isn't."
Rainbow said firmly. She looked to their right, at the crashing waves. There was more noise than power behind them, and the surf itself was nearly calm. The Pegasus smirked back at Applejack.
"Hey, I got an idea."
Applejack raised a suspicious eyebrow.
"What's that? Last one's in the slowpoke!"
And with that, Rainbow Dash bolted skywards, kicking up a cloud of sand in her wake. She arched over towards the ocean and outstretched her hooves in front of her as she began to descend. The talented flyer angled directly at the deepest part that she could eyeball and cut all wing power, letting gravity carry her towards the salt water. She then shut her eyes. What should have been a cold, salty splash tasted instead of frozen water and felt like a cotton ball. When she opened her eyes again, Rainbow found herself still in the sky, a cloud with a dash-shaped hole trailing behind her. The sunny beachside was gone. The wind-colored sky, dotted with sparse pale blue clouds, and the darkened ground so far below her stretched on for eternity. Beneath her, she made out the landmarks: Canterlot, Ponyville, Sweet Apple Acres, and a small forest glade with a smaller glow. All of them lay below her, the target of her current trajectory. Her heart angled her towards the glade, and soon she felt a familiar air pressure against the tips of her outstretched hooves. Faint rainbow sparks flickered around the tips of her hooves, and she pressed against them at whatever invisible force kept her from what she did best. As the ground grew closer and closer, Dash pushed herself to go faster and faster until something gave. The air around her rebounded away in a prismatic wave as her colors bled into the air. A sonic rainboom, in all of its glory. It was nearly invisible in the evening light, but then again, it was only intended for one pony. Panting, she slowed herself and glided along the treetops towards the glade. She found an anxious Applejack standing next to a picnic blanket and basket, watching her. A breath of held air escaped the farmer as Rainbow touched down, a lantern by her hooves.
"You had me worried there for a sec, Dash,"
Applejack said as they returned to the blanket and took their seats.
"I'm all right,"
Rainbow said, leaning towards her. Applejack leaned against her and Rainbow welcomed the warmth, draping a wing around her.
"You didn't have to do that, you know,"
Applejack said, leaning away but only long enough to pull over their picnic basket.
"I wanted to give us some entertainment,"
Rainbow said, as Applejack offered her a sandwich. She wolfed it down without hesitation.
"Oh, really?"
Applejack raised that skeptical eyebrow of hers. That little signal made Rainbow know that she might have said something wrong.
"Oh, I mean, entertain you, of course."
Rainbow grinned sheepishly.
"You're all the entertainment I need."
Applejack blushed and lowered her gaze to the blanket. It gave Rainbow the perfect opening to sneak a kiss on the cheek, making the farmer giggle. As Rainbow's chest warmed from those honey-sweet giggles, a glint of moonlight caught her eyes. She spotted a small pond in the glade, and she got an idea.
"How about a quick little swim?"
Rainbow asked.
"A swim? At this time of night?"
Applejack asked.
"It's not gonna be light out much longer. All the more reason to do it now,"
Rainbow exclaimed, already running to the pond's edge. She didn't even look back to see if Applejack was following her. With her wings already tired from the rainboom, Rainbow opted for a running leap instead. She left the ground as fast as her legs could propel her and flapped her wings a few times for added height before letting gravity carry her to the pond's surface. She was met with a smooth touch of cool cotton, the scent of fresh linen, as well as an earthy apple smell. Pillows flew around her as she landed, with some landing on others scattered around the room. Her head covered, Rin Badash broke upwards on instinct. Her head shot out of a pile of pillows, scattering a few more. She then looked around to get her bearings. It was an upstairs bedroom. Outside the window, a full moon looked down upon her, barely peeking through some pale blue clouds. The lights in the room were out, and the only light in the room belonged to a lantern. It cast a golden glow on the giggling pony by the bedside.
"You know,"
Applejack said,
"I'm starting to see the appeal Applebloom finds in her pillow forts."
Rainbow snickered.
"Yeah, it's like one big cloud, but nicer." "How so?"
Applejack asked. She clambered onto the foot of the bed, slowly approaching the pillow pile that Rainbow occupied. Rainbow locked eyes with Applejack's stare and gulped.
"Well, clouds are like made of frozen water. They might be cozy for a Pegasus, but for any other pony, they'd probably be too cold."
Applejack finished her advance on her and sat at the edge of the pillows, smirking down at the suddenly meek Rainbow Dash. The blush on the Pegasus's cheeks was hard to hide, illuminated by the lantern light.
"I reckon these here pillows would be a lot comfier,"
Applejack purred. Rainbow let out a startled yelp as Applejack pounced on her, laying her out in the pillow pile. The Pegasus gulped nervously and looked up at Applejack, slightly nervous, to meet her smoldering gaze.
"You know what they're even better for, Sugar Cube?"
Applejack asked quietly. She stuck a foreleg over the lip of the pillow fort, feeling around for something.
What?
Rainbow croaked. Her heart felt like it wanted to pound its way out of her chest, and why not? Its perfect match was a mere inch away. Applejack covered the two of them in darkness as she closed the gap, pulling the pillow over their heads.
"Privacy,"
the farmer said, as quiet as a breeze. And then, there was nothing but darkness and warm lips on Rainbow's. The darkness and warmth shifted from Rainbow's lips to over her eyes. Then, a pair of hooves lifted away, and the Pegasus blinked to adjust to the sudden change in light.
"Ta-da!"
Applejack said next to her ear, gesturing with a hoof to the object before them.
"Happy anniversary, hon."
Rainbow Dash blinked again and looked down at the object before them. It stood as tall as any ordinary trophy, made of wood with a hoof-painted finish. It was a golden lightning bolt like her own cutie mark, resting on a tricolored base of red, yellow, and blue.
"Whoa,"
Rainbow said as she walked over and picked it up.
"Hoof made of myself out of applewood,"
Applejack said proudly.
"Applebloom and her friends helped with the painting. It looks great, AJ,"
Rainbow said, smiling with pride.
"I love it."
She walked over to the vanity dresser and set it there. As she stepped back to admire the gift where it sat, and then smiled back at Applejack in the mirror, she paused. Her ear flicked towards something behind her. It was faint, but it had sounded like someone had seen a cute animal. There was nothing in the mirror, but when Rainbow turned around, she saw something at the window blocking the sunlight. A pale blue cloud, too low to be natural.
"What the—"
Rainbow muttered, walking to the window. She was so confused that she didn't see Applejack freeze behind her like a statue.
"Oh, drat,"
muttered a faint voice.
"Ruins another good one. Who's there?"
Rainbow demanded, puffing out her chest and flaring her wings. There came a sigh from the cloud, and with it, the world around Rainbow melted like soaked paint. Even Applejack and the gift sank into the mire of the blackened world. What was left behind was an infinite starscape, a trail of stars leading under Rainbow's hooves, where a pale disk of light seemed to keep her aloft. And in place of the pale blue cloud was the Princess of the Night herself, Luna.
"Princess Luna?"
Rainbow asked, looking around.
"Wait, you mean I was dreaming?" "Yes, you were,"
Luna said, flapping her wings closed, holding a stature befit of a princess.
"But that wasn't a nightmare. Why are you here?"
Rainbow flushed softly at the realization.
"On slow nights, when there aren't as many nightmares, I like to linger in more pleasant dreams,"
Luna explained.
"I do my best not to interrupt them, but I'm afraid this time I was a little greedy and got too close. So—"
Rainbow's ears then drooped.
"That was all a dream? It wasn't real?"
Her shoulders followed suit, then her head. Luna walked over and lifted Rainbow's chin upwards.
"Ponies ask for my advice in their dreams all the time, and I always tell them the same thing. A dream is only a dream, unless you act upon it."
Rainbow blinked as Luna walked away, casting one last smile over her shoulder as she did. Then, in an instant, the room was back.
"Everything all right, Sugar Cube?"
Applejack asked, draping a leg around her shoulders.
"Yeah."
Rainbow smiled at the cloudless window before leaning into Applejack. She buried her muzzle into the crook of her neck, inhaled, and sighed softly.
Everything will be.
I don't know about you all, but I can never get enough of anything sweet like this. It's just so heartwarming. Now, let's get on to some toasty donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, J-Tin Man, and Darkside. Peter Coldhard, Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Courier Crucii, Delta Omega, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Sword Brethren Mordred, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, and TV Killer. Thank you so much for watching this video. Live life to the fullest, and if you haven't already, do something wholesome today.